This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, November 16th, beginning at 3 p.m. through to 6 p.m., the Snow Gypsies Snowmobile Club are hosting their meat raffle. This will be taking place at Ridge Runners in Butternut and will feature a grand prize prime rib raffle, great for a hunting camp or the holidays. Once again, that's Saturday, November 16th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at Ridge Runners in Butternut for the Snow Gypsies meat raffle. This Veterans Day, the state's veteran population is continuing to face several problems. Lisa Hale has more.
PTSD, suicide, mental health, all of these are issues facing the veteran population this Veterans Day. Tim Cody with the Fox Valley Veterans Council in Appleton said homelessness is also a primary concern.
We find them hopefully before they're homeless, as our real goal is to try to keep them in their place for 2 to 3 months so that they can straighten their life out, get a direction to go. And keep them where they are.
Cody said statistically in Wisconsin, there are more homeless veterans than regular citizens.
Thursday, November 14th at 7:30 p.m., the Nicolet College Theater is hosting Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. They invite you to attend and experience the world's longest running play. After a local woman is murdered, the guests and staff at Monkswell Manor find themselves stranded during a snowstorm. It soon becomes clear that a killer is among them, and the seven strangers grow increasingly suspicious of one another. A police detective, arriving on skis, interrogates the suspects, the newlyweds renting the house, a spinster with a curious background, an architect who seems better equipped to be a chef, a retired army major, a strange little man who claims his car is overturned in a drift, and a jurist who makes life miserable for everyone. When a second murder takes place, tensions and fears escalate. Beer, wine, and concessions will be available for purchase beginning at 6:30 p.m. Admission to the general public is $12. K-12 students and seniors are $10. And Nicolet students attend free. You can purchase your tickets online by finding Nicolet College on Facebook at Nicolet College. Once again, that is Thursday, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Nicolet College Theater in Rhinelander. Wisconsin has one of the higher charter school closure rates in the country. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A new report shows almost half of Wisconsin charter schools close within the first 5 years. Analysis from the National Center for Charter School Accountability shows low enrollment, fraud, and mismanagement lead to such a high closure rate. Backers of charters say despite these issues, these schools are sometimes the best option in underserved areas. It works for some families. But Jenny Hofschulte from the Wisconsin Public Education Network says when we focus on charter schools or getting kids out of public schools and into charter schools, that means we're not addressing the big issues that impact students.
When you look at student outcomes, like poverty plays the biggest role in it, but we're not talking about how to address poverty in communities. We're saying like, well, it must be the public school system, so we'll do this other thing. You know, a charter will be better.
According to state data, Wisconsin has 226 charter schools currently in operation.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
It's the Bucks and the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Utah Jazz face off tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams struggling with 1-6 records. Is there pressure to finally snap the 6-game losing streak? Doc Rivers.
No, this is a positive group. Like, we believe we're a really good basketball team that has played poorly. You know, last two games, you can say we played well and lost the games.
The Boys and Girls State High School Volleyball Tournament is underway in Green Bay. The boys' final for the state title is tomorrow night at 7:30, Saturday night for the girls. NFL linebacker Preston Smith on why the Packers traded him to the Steelers.
To be honest, a few weeks ago, I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like, I wasn't surprised when I got the call. It's like, you know, I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates, and you know, I'm excited for a new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's Steelers linebacker Preston Smith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for some post-election escapism, check out Apple TV's Slow Horses. The show follows a bunch of ragtag disgraced MI5 operatives led by Gary Oldman. Oldman is a disgusting, disheveled, gaseous curmudgeon, but a very nuanced character. I'm late to the party myself, having just gotten halfway through season one, but it is very entertaining, and I love when I find a show where I have multiple seasons ahead of me for some serious TV binge watching. Over the last few years, people have been talking about films as content. That's a filthy word. It's not content, it's bleeping work. Those are the words of Paul Mescal, the star of Gladiator 2. Mescal says he does not like when the artistry of good cinema and movie making, which takes time and effort and lots of patience, is compared to an Instagram post. I don't totally disagree, but you can judge for yourself as Gladiator 2 opens November 15th. Unlike with social media content, you will need an attention span. According to Yahoo News, Michael Jackson got into a fight with Tupac Shakur when he came to the defense of Khadijah Jones, daughter of recently deceased music icon Quincy Jones. Sources say Jackson was present when Tupac, who was dating Khadijah, called her the B-word. Jackson, who was like an uncle to Khadijah, had words with Tupac, then the two squared off, and supposedly Jackson got the better of him. It's unclear whether or not it was a dance-off. During an interview on Conan O'Brien's podcast, beloved actor Tom Hanks dropped one of George Carlin's 7 words you can't say on TV. Hanks used the 5th word in the 7-word sequence, well worth a Google, when referring to a critic who panned his new film, Here. Hanks added that the same critic panned his directorial debut years ago, That Thing You Do, and just a few months ago called it a cult classic. Hanks did have a lighthearted tone when he dropped the CS bomb to Conan and said, that's what we signed up for. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Clouds are going to hang around for a little while this morning, but it should be partly cloudy by late morning and then mostly sunny and a bit breezy this afternoon. Our high today, 46. Tonight, clear 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. Saturday, afternoon showers with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.